Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action with Ken Tuck. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weed Man, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today for Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I hope you are having a great weekend, a great Sunday. But most of all, I hope you know that Jesus loves you. Today, we're going to talk about serving the Lord, about volunteering, about getting out and serving Jesus. And we're going to share some scripture about that and also some personal testimonies from people. So I'm looking forward to today. And again, thank you for joining us. And before we open up scripture, before we start discussing about serving the Lord, let's go to our Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. God, thank you for another day. You have given us another day here on this earth that you created to live for you. Father God, I pray that as we open your word today, that your Holy Spirit will teach us, God, that we will be doers of your word and not hearers only. And Lord, I pray for each person listening today that you will just continue to reveal yourself to them, that you'll continue to pour out your love, grace, and mercy. And if anybody has not surrendered their lives to you, I pray today will be their day, Lord. And they will realize the greatest decision ever in this life will be to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. For Father, you want to give us life here on earth, and you want to give us life eternal with you. Lord, thank you for that life. Jesus, you are the life. You're the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father. So, Father, we praise you, we love you, and we thank you, and it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Jesus gives us the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and it is called the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion. Let's read that, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always till the end of the age." The Great Commission is for all believers, everyone who trusts in Jesus, who is a follower of Jesus. That Great Commission is for all of us. And many times, and unfortunately, the majority of the time, the Great Commission is not fulfilled. As I've mentioned on this program before, that some 90%, some say up to 95% of Christians, people who profess to be Christians, do not share their faith. And therefore, the Great Commission is not being done. And again, it's a command from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is where a parachurch ministry can be so important. And there's a number of parachurch ministries around. And you may say, "Well, Ken, what is that?" Well, it's like Love and Action. We are not a church, if you will, but we are a ministry where people come from all different churches, come and help us reach out to the homeless and to the needy here in Dothan. And so that's what a parachurch ministry is. Ministries like Love and Action can play a big part in helping people to start fulfilling the Great Commission in their lives. And many times we have seen it just really propel people into their own ministry. And that's just awesome to see people realizing that, hey, I can do this Great Commission and God has a call on my life. And so many people just don't step out and do that. So I want to encourage you today that it's time to step out and start fulfilling the Great Commission in your life. And when you do, it's life changing. And the things I'm going to share with you today is about Love and Action, but there's other ministries in Dothan, Alabama, or wherever your hometown is. But I just want to encourage you to step out and start fulfilling the Great Commission. At Love and Action, we have a small staff of 4 people. 3 are full-time and 1's part-time. Therefore, we cannot do everything that we do without volunteers. And today, I want to honor those volunteers and explain how you also can get involved volunteering at Love and Action. Volunteers are just awesome because volunteers do not have to give of their time. They voluntarily do that. And to know that people want to come and serve is so humbling. And to see lives being changed through them and also their lives being changed as well. And the Bible frequently tells us about serving. and praises the virtuous nature of helping those in need. And that's the essence of volunteering. At Love in Action, we reach out and help those who are homeless and those who aren't homeless but just really live in poverty. We spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through acts of compassion. Sharing the gospel of Jesus is our main mission, and we do so through words and through action. You can't love without putting action behind your words. Jesus taught us that. Love is an action word. It's a verb. I remember DC Talk had a song out back early days that love is a verb. It's an action verb. And that's a great song. You may want to go back and YouTube it instead of having me sing it because you really don't want to hear that. But the Bible talks about serving one another. And according to Scripture, it is right to give of our time and or money to help those in need. There are many references to volunteering in the Bible, and I want to share some scripture with you on that. There's a lot more, but I want to share a handful with you this morning. The first scripture I'm going to share with you is the scripture that Love in Action was based on from the beginning and still is based on and always will be based on, and that's Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40. This is Jesus talking. He says, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me." So when we're serving our homeless friends and those who are just in need, we're serving Jesus. And Jesus obviously tells us there that we need to do all those things. It brings glory to God. But it's all about serving Jesus. So when we're serving our homeless friends, we're serving Jesus. And we're being obedient to him. And so just want to encourage you this morning to be obedient to the Word of God and serve others, and especially serve those who are in such great need. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 reads, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." And let me, before I expound on that, let me also read James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. James writes, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warm and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." So what John and what James are both saying here is it's not good just to talk about it. If you see somebody hungry and say, "Go in peace, maybe you'll get some food," when we have the ability to give them some food, to help them, then what good is it to say we're a Christian, but we're not going to help somebody? That's not true faith. And James is not talking about faith. He's not talking about salvation through works, because we know we cannot do enough to bring about salvation. Jesus did all of the work for us. We cannot do it. We can just do good works until we turn 112, but it won't get us to heaven. Only Jesus can get us to heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the life. But what James and John are both saying is don't just talk about it. Do it. Live out your faith. And when you're a believer in Jesus and following him, you can't help but to help others. We see Jesus do that throughout the Gospels, and he tells us to follow him, so that means to follow his example. Therefore, we need to follow his example and help others. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." God's given each of us a gift, and he wants us to use them to bring glory to him and to serve others. So what's your gift? What are you good at? Some people say, well, I can't really do anything, but they're like the best cook you've ever been around. So use that talent to cook food, to give to people who are in need. Whatever that talent is, mechanics or a carpenter or a speaker or someone who is good at cleaning, that's a gift that you can use for the glory of God. Whatever that gift is, use it for God's glory. And at Love in Action, there's so many different ways that people can get involved. We are serving hot meals on Tuesdays and Thursdays and the first three Saturdays of each month from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. During those times, we're also helping people with food through our food pantry, and then we have a hygiene pantry. We have clothing rooms for men, women, children, and you can help in each of those areas. Also on those days, we get to sit one-on-one with people and just talk with them and find out what's going on in their lives. And that's really starting a relationship with that person. And we get to tell them about Jesus. We get to just really be blessed by an opportunity to share life with somebody else. And you may say, well, Ken, I'm not comfortable doing that. Well, you don't have to do that. But you can come and serve in other ways. But learning to share the gospel with others is so key, because we have to do that. Jesus tells us to, as I read at the beginning of his Great Commission. So we have those opportunities. On Wednesdays and Fridays, we take our food trailer, our mobile kitchen, and we go out onto the streets to take food to people, but most of all, to take Jesus to people. So we're serving warm meals to the homeless and to those who are in need. And we're praying with them. We're sharing the love of God with them. And it's just an awesome thing to do. We have Bible studies on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. where we also serve a meal. We have a Samaritan clinic for the homeless where medical professionals come and give of their time. So if you're a medical professional, doctor, nurse, dentist, pharmacist, you have an awesome talent that God has blessed you with. We would love for you to serve there at the clinic and help us help those who cannot help themselves. We also need people who like to pray with others. And on those Thursday evenings, when our friends come out of the clinic, we have food to give them, but we also pray with them. And we could use more people to help us pray with others. And so there's opportunities to help with the clothes, to help in the food area, the hygiene area. There's just a lot of things that you can do. And then there's always different projects that we do. So if you're good at construction work, good at demolition work, there's different projects that come up that you can help with. And that's what people are doing. And it's just an awesome thing to see as people come to Love in Action for the first time. And many times it's the first time that they're stepping out to do ministry. And it's just awesome to see God work in their lives. And I want to share some testimonies with you from some volunteers. I asked some volunteers if they would write and send to me why they volunteer. What does it mean to them? And I tell you, as I read them, I was moved to tears and just very humbled, because it's just awesome what God is doing. So let me read these testimonies to you, and I pray that it just really encourages you to want to get out and serve the Lord. And it, whether, like I said earlier, whether it's at Love in Action or whether it's at another ministry, whether it's at your church is doing different things, get involved there and just serve the Lord by serving others. The first testimony I'm going to read is from a young man named Brad. Brad was homeless here in Dothan, and he was struggling. But he came to Love in Action for help, and God just really worked in his life. And he's no longer homeless, and he's a very faithful volunteer, and I just love this brother so much. And this is what Brad wrote. I volunteer because I want to give back what was freely given to me. People are searching for acceptance in life, especially people like me who have felt like outcasts all our lives. I feel like I'm a bad person and can't do right. When I came to Love in Action the first time in August 2017, I wanted to get out of the heat, and I heard there was food. Little did I know that Ken, Martha, Jameson, Pamela, and Amos along the way were going to identify with my situation and give me praise. Build me up and not tear me down. Tell me how Jesus still loved me and hasn't given up on me. Y'all were living out love in action. I went to the Samaritan Clinic that first week. The same week of my birthday, I was able to get my meds that are critical to my mental well-being. As time went on, I strayed away. But when I came back in June of 2018, I received the same love. I was in desperate need of a job, and you were able to help me get one. Not only that, but you encouraged me and helped me succeed. I felt like I belonged. That first encounter was not counterfeit. I still received the outpouring of love. It touched me. Why do I volunteer? Because I'm not the only one who has been through hard times. We all do. Some make worse decisions than others. My deepest hurt is the loss of my mother. I was only 21 and she was everything to me. I was a mama's boy, and losing her so quickly and unexpected crushed me. I had no relationship with my father or aunts, uncles, nobody. As a matter of fact, I haven't talked to or seen her side of the family since the day I drove out of town after we buried her 18 years ago. The thing is, I know I'm not the only one who has to deal with things like this. We can understand and just show another human being they have worth. They deserve to be loved, too. And if in any way I can make myself available to show the love of Jesus that you showed me, then I will. It's important to me. These people are my friends, and I'm not ashamed of that. Nobody else should be either. I thank Brad for saying all of that. It shows his heart. It shows what happens when we show love to people, the love of Christ, and what that does in somebody's life. And just God will transform a life. And now Brad wants to give back what he's received because he knows other people are in the same situation he was, and some even in worse situations than he was. And one thing that he mentioned about the loss of his mother, so many of the homeless become homeless after experiencing a catastrophic loss of family. As you heard Brad, he's still dealing with that 18 years later. So think about not having family. He did when his mom was alive, then all of a sudden she died unexpectedly, and he had nobody. And that happens time and time again. Almost every person who we've met who became homeless, that's a big reason why, because they lost family. And there's many other things that happen, other decisions, but it all gets back to family. And everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody wants to belong to a family. And so we're able to just wrap our arms around them, love on them, let them know they have a family. Most of all, they have an awesome Heavenly Father, and to lead our friends to Jesus. And so they know that they are accepted by Him, and they're accepted by us just as they are. And so it's an awesome testimony, and I thank Brad for sharing that with us. We have another volunteer. Her name is Paula, and she loves the Lord, let me tell you, and she's not afraid to tell anybody that. But Paula came to us, and she's just been an awesome, faithful volunteer. And this is what Paula wrote. Volunteering at Love in Action has changed my life. I've known since I gave my heart to Jesus that I was called to minister the love of Jesus to the lost. I knew long before I finally contacted Ken that I was supposed to be serving at Love in Action. Once I got started, I wondered why I'd put it off. I'm convinced I get more out of serving there than our friends we minister to. I come away looking forward to the next time I can go back. The more I do, the more I want to do. I'm not shy, so sharing the gospel with others comes naturally. I knew the moment I gave my heart to Jesus that I wanted everyone else to know His love the way I do, or at least be given the opportunity. Jesus commands us to go. How will they know if we don't tell them? If you ask me what I enjoy the most, I honestly cannot tell you. I love praying for and with the people at the Samaritan Clinic. I enjoy our times in the Love in Action Coffee House before heading down to Suite 6 to do the intake. Listening to each person's story makes me grateful for every blessing God gives me. I take nothing for granted because each of us are just one step away from being on the other side of that table. I love serving on the street ministry where we serve warm meals out of the mobile kitchen and then pray for individuals and families. I've been going through Training for Trainers, a wonderful discipleship program Ken and Martha teach. It's given me the tools that I need to fulfill the second part of the Great Commission, and that is to make disciples. One day it will end up in Africa with me, but until then, my mission field is right here. The thing that brings me the most joy is being used by my Father to lead someone to or back to the cross. There's no greater joy. Ken and Martha made me feel so very welcome and valued from the first moment I met them. They have embraced and encouraged the gifts God has given me. Neither one of them feel that they have to be up front and in charge. They are spirit-led and take no credit for what God does day in and day out. I thank God for them, and I am honored to be part of the Love in Action family. And we're honored that you're part of the family too, Paula. Craig writes this: when volunteering at Love in Action, it is apparent to the homeless that God's agape love is present. Because of this, the Holy Spirit is more active to draw people closer to the saving knowledge of accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Words cannot describe the blessings God gives those who serve and love Him. You cannot outgive the King. Everything we have comes from Him. Thanks for letting me serve in this ministry. And Craig is such a blessing, and he just really has a gift to sit down with people and talk with people, and he's led a lot of people to the Lord, and we praise God for bringing Craig to Love in Action. Michelle, another wonderful, faithful volunteer, she writes, "The homeless have always been in my heart. I just never really knew how to help until I walked through the doors of Love in Action. It was the best decision I've ever made. Although we're there to help the homeless, they bring such joy and blessings to me. I absolutely love my homeless families to pieces. They are beyond grateful for the love that we share and many times cannot believe that someone actually wants to help them. Many of those who come through the doors have no one. We are literally the only faces of Jesus they see, the only ones they feel like care about them. They come through those doors hungry for love and attention, searching for something, anything to hang on to. Not only do we help them with the physical items such as clothes and hygiene, but every day we serve as an opportunity to share the love of Christ, and I've seen many saved. I've always been shy about sharing the gospel with others until I walked through the doors of Love in Action. It has been since volunteering there that I realized more than ever just how badly people need Him, just how hungry they are for His love, and just how short of a time there is to bring people to Him. When people cross our paths, we may never see them again. How many people have crossed my path already I never told about Jesus? Now I realize that when they walk through the doors of Love in Action, that God is intentionally crossing their path with mine, and it may be the only opportunity they will ever have to hear the gospel, to surrender their lives to Him, to spend eternity in heaven. It's my job to make sure that at least a seed is planted. I cannot begin to say how much I love this ministry, how much I love serving there, and how much I cannot wait to get back each time I leave. You feel God's love as soon as you walk through those doors, and the people who serve at Love in Action have become my family. Those we minister to have become my heart. They are my passion, and I love them more than I can ever say." In these testimonies, you can really hear and feel the passion, the love that these wonderful, precious people have for the homeless and for those in need and for serving God. God's love is just flowing through them so wonderfully. And again, this is just a handful of volunteers. We have a number of volunteers, and God bless them all. They come and they serve, and it's just, again, it's just an awesome thing to see God working through the body of Christ. That's how it's supposed to be. And this last testimony comes from Brother Amos. And Amos, he's just precious, and I love him dearly, and God has just done so much in his life. And when we first met Amos, he was homeless. But he's got an incredible testimony. One day we'll have him on the air to share that testimony. But God has really worked in his life and has worked through him. And Amos writes, "We don't have to wait until we are in heaven to have the life that God wants for us. It can start right here and right now on earth. Jesus came to earth so we can have a more meaningful life. which includes those who cross our path. God has had a good plan for us from the beginning of time. If we allow Him to work in our lives, that plan will come about no matter how badly we have sinned. God can still turn things around so they work according to His will. This is where Love in Action plays a very important role in my life, because they showed me how to entrust my life to Christ and to help those who are less fortunate. This is why I'm glad that I volunteer at Love in Action, because the staff and other volunteers helped me to find myself and to understand that it's all about helping my brothers and sisters. I can honestly say Love in Action as a family has helped me tremendously with different areas of my life. My drug habit, I no longer have. I'm no longer homeless. And every day I'm there, I'm never hungry because there's always a bag of pizza and breakfast sandwiches somewhere around. Most of all, they are the family that no one has but everyone wants. And I love them to the end and back. They are my family that the Lord blessed me with, and I'm grateful to be part of such a God-fearing family that is rooted strongly in the Word, and I don't mind sharing it with others. Love in Action speaks for itself, because there is no greater love than God's love. And I thank you, Amos, for sharing that. I thank all of our volunteers who shared with us today their testimonies of what it means to them to serve the Lord. And again, there's nothing like it. Once you step out and you do it, you realize, you know what, I can do something for the Lord. Whatever that talent is that He's given you, then you want more. You want to do more because God's love is flowing through you, and so you're receiving more of His love, and He's just moving, and it's addictive. It really is. I'm addicted to Jesus. And you find yourself just wanting to be closer to God and just continue to serve Him more and more. Galatians 6, verse 2 reads, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." As we serve those who are hurting, those who are homeless, those who live in poverty, we're helping to bear one another's burdens. And that's exactly what the Word of God tells us to do. That second part of the verse says, "So fulfill the law of Christ." We may ask ourselves, so what's the law of Christ? I like what John Piper says. He says, "The law of Christ is not easy because it's greasy or permissive. It is easy because when we are weak, He is strong. It's easy because He produces the fruit of love. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Christ never commands us to do anything that He wants us to do on our own. Therefore, every command in the law of Christ is a call to faith. Through faith, God supplies the Spirit of Christ. Galatians 3, verse 5. Through the Spirit, we produce the fruit of love. Galatians 5, 22. Through love, we fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 2. Therefore, if you trust Him, you will fulfill His law of love. You will devote yourself to lifting the burdens of others. So God wants us to help one another. And I just hope and pray that today you got some encouragement from hearing these testimonies, from the scripture that we read today, and that you will step out and start serving others. You can do it right there in your neighborhood. Serve your family as well. Serve at your house of worship. And come out and serve with Love in Action or another parachurch ministry. Because once you do, you will say what Paula said, "Why haven't I done this sooner?" So I hope you are encouraged. Be encouraged. And if you like more information about Love in Action, follow us on Facebook. You can also go to our website at loveinactionministries.com. You can email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. Our phone number is 334-494-4995. Thank you again for joining me this morning, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning with Love in Action.
This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weedman, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area. For more about Love in Action, visit loveinactionministries.com and on Facebook.